From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. On Sunday, the NFL's New England Patriots will go up against the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl in Minneapolis. But some food establishments in their hometowns have identified a business opportunity, taking their rival city's products off the shelves. From Philadelphia, Emma Jacobs reports.
It'll be 4:80.
Around 5 a.m., the morning after the Eagles won the NFC Championship, Dottie's Donuts in Philadelphia decided it would not make one of its top sellers, the Boston Cream. And then the chain rolled out a vanilla and pistachio flavor called the Creamed Boston.
We've had people like calling and being like, I just want to order like 3 dozen of just the Creamed Bostons for Super Bowl Sunday. But we've also been getting a lot of prank calls from like Boston Patriots fans.
A Boston area business then bet Dottie's a dozen donuts on the outcome of the game. Paul Delios runs Cane's Donuts in Massachusetts.
Just like when the Pats win, we're expecting to get your dozen of donuts over here.
Another Boston bakery replaced Philadelphia cream cheese in its cheesecakes and for bagels. And back in Philadelphia, restaurants from the Boston Market chain covered up the Boston on marquees. Americus Reed teaches marketing at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business. He says whether a company is offering Super Bowl specials or banning products, it all amounts to basically the same thing.
It's an opportunity to bask in the reflective glory of the team and express my sense of community.
And he says the benefits for businesses can last a long time, even if the hometown team loses.
In fact, it might exactly be in the reverse, kind of support this business even more because they stuck with the team.
Dottie's Donuts introduced one more Super Bowl donut, the Greased Pole. That's named for the light poles Philadelphia police covered with Crisco before the championship game to prevent fans from climbing them. Eagles fans climb them anyway. The pole-shaped donuts, fried in vegetable oil, have quickly become one of Dottie's top sellers. In Philadelphia, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.